Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Hello, and welcome to our episode of Rockstar Achievers with today's rockstar, Kathy Dirksen with Inspired Tenacity. Kathy is dedicated to improving the lives of women in her community. She transformed her career from working as a lab technologist into financial planning so that she could focus her energy on helping others in a more direct manner. After digging deeper into her innate drive to be of service, she has added another level to her connection within her community. Kathy now provides online resources to assist women in discovering their deeper calling by adjusting their mindset and focus in order to reach their goals. She will help you clarify your next step and apply courage and inspired tenacity to live the life that brings you joy. Kathy is a two-time Amazon number one best-selling author with three more books being released soon with stories that inspire the readers to take a leap of faith into reaching for their big goals. Kathy lives in British Columbia, Canada, and she enjoys spending time in nature, traveling, meeting new people, and connecting with her community around the world. Kathy, welcome to our show today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me, Catherine.
You're welcome. Well, a little bit about why I have you here today. As you may recall, when we first met and we talked, and I heard your story about the different transformations that you've been through, the challenges you've been through, and what you're doing now to help women was not just inspiring to me, but also moving in a way that I thought, this is a story that people need to hear, especially women. This is a story that women need to hear. And not only, you didn't transform your life or change your situation in a major way, not just once, but a couple of times. What you've done, I find to be very impressive. So let's take this back a little bit and share with us you were originally working in the field as a lab technologist, and you went from that into financial planning. That's quite a jump right there.
Well, as with most of us, finance is something that was always sort of in my mind, just because it's something we always need to know about. But a big part of it came about in that I was at a time in my life where a lot of my friends were going through divorce. And as I looked around, I realized that so many of them, as a married woman, they had a house, they had a car, they had go on holidays, their financial world was pretty stable. But as soon as they broke up, most of them discovered they had no idea what to do financially. They weren't sure what to do as far as their house was concerned. They weren't sure how to save. They weren't sure. As you know, with most couples, we tend to split off who does what. And, one of us will be the one that does the grocery shopping. The other one does the, looking after the kids. And quite often I find still that the man tends to be the one that looks after the finance, especially when it comes to the bigger things like investments and mortgages and that sort of thing. So I was at my own time in my life where I was going through a huge upheaval. Like you mentioned that I was changed my life between jobs, but I was also in the middle of a divorce. So basically, I had hit a time in my life where everything was wrong. My whole family was at a point where it was just very toxic. My husband had become very abusive. My kids were teenagers and were just rebelling in any way they could because of the toxic environment we were living in. And so I realized, it just hit me, we have to get out of here. We can't live like this anymore. So I knew I had to make some huge changes in my life. So that was the first part, that I knew I had to leave my husband, take my kids with me, start all over again. And in the midst of all that, it took me through a personal development process. And I realized as well, the job that I was in at that time was also very toxic. And the people, I love the field of biology and genetics, but the work environment was very toxic. So I was just at a time when I knew I just needed to change everything. So in looking at, okay, I'm changing, where do I need to go next? And that's when it really hit me. I really tend to listen to my gut, and I've just learned to trust it when it's telling me something. So even though going from biology and genetics in a hospital job with a good pension and benefits and all that, which most people told me I was nuts to walk away from, my gut was telling me I needed to be helping people. I needed to be working more directly with people. Whereas my lab job, I really never saw anybody. Mm-hmm. You get a sample, come through the door, you do that. So knowing I needed to help people, and then seeing what was going on around me with the women going through divorces and not knowing what to do next. And they quite often, you know, in the process of the divorce, would sell the house. They each get some cash in their hand. But now what choice do you make? How do you make that choice? Mm-hmm. And so I made the decision that that's the direction I was going to go in, that I would be that person they could come to say, help me. I don't know how to make these choices. So that's when I moved into financial planning.
Uh-huh. And
to make a long story short.
And how was it for you? You mentioned that when a lot of women separate from their spouse or their partner, that they find that they had little knowledge of what was going on financially, or they had little involvement in that. How was that for you within your relationship? Were you pretty actively involved, or were...
In my relationship, we were the other way around. So I was the one that knew all the investments and knew the mortgage and knew... Well, when we split up, my husband didn't even know how to use his debit card.
Wow.
Because I had always just been, you know, when I went to the bank, if we needed cash, I just got enough cash for both of us. I was completely in charge of mortgages, insurance, like all those things I was already doing. Mm-hmm. And so he was the one that didn't have a clue what to do next.
Got it.
So for me, it was something I was already familiar with. So it was a matter of, okay, get into the system, actually go through the process. So it was a long process of, I now am a certified financial planner. So I've gone through several years of courses and training and experience and made my way up. I started in a company that was more commission-based only, learn as you go, jump in and figure it out. And now I'm moved my way up into a salary position with another company where I, you know, am back to having a salary and benefits and those sorts of things in place again. But mm-hmm. as you were mentioning, I'm still feeling like I need to be helping more. So in the position I'm in now, I tend to have a lot of, my clients are my regulars. Uh-huh. So I don't really feel like I'm helping them a lot anymore, because they're not those people going through big transitions. They're people just going through life and that are managing their money.
Whereas now they're set.
Yeah, so my heart really is in helping others go through massive transitions, like the transitions that I've gone through. Mm-hmm. And a big part as well, as I've been doing financial planning for about 10 years now, I've realized that I can give people all the tools and information to do the right, you know, to make choices to move forward. Mm-hmm. But quite often they don't. They know what to do, but they don't do it. And I think we all have run into this as well. There's that gap between mm-hmm. what we know we should be doing and what we actually do. And so that's what's really now taken me to the next step of realizing we have to focus on mindset. We have to focus on, why are we making the decisions we're making? And it really is a matter of stepping back a long ways into, like, really looking inside of, how did we get these mindsets in the first place? I mean, I grew up in a family where with money, there was never enough. Uh-huh. Every penny you had to pinch. There's no way you're going on a fancy holiday. You're not going to get new fancy clothes. You know, even though we had enough money, and luckily now my parents are very financially stable, which is great. But I grew up in that mindset. Oh, there's never enough. There's never enough. No, you can't get that. No, you can't get that. And so I myself have had to really battle that as well. Is, okay, maybe I can have those things. Maybe I do deserve those things. Maybe, and you know, trying to just kind of reset that mindset around, yes, there is enough money. Yes, there is a possibility for a bigger life. Yes, there is. And so that's where I'm really focusing my work right now, on helping women to step back and really allow themselves, give themselves permission to actually think about what they want and how can they incorporate that back into their life? And what are those mindsets that have stopped you from pursuing those things in the first place? Mm-hmm. For so many of us, you know, we're mothers, or we've had career jobs where we've just work, or you're so absorbed with the kids' life that you've lost track of yourself. And so many of us, I would say probably by the time we're in our 40s, we've almost forgotten who we are or what we even wanted to do when we, you know, looking back when we were teenagers or in our 20s and we had big dreams and goals of what our life was going to look like before we retired and, you know, moving through life. And most of us have kind of lost track of that.
Right. I've heard a lot of many, many women who have said that very same thing. Yeah. They've lost themselves. They don't know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Down to the point that I remember one day realizing I couldn't even remember what kind of food I liked. Like if I was actually asked, like when my kids, I guess they must have been, you know, around 6 or 7 at that point. And so of course, everything had been about them for so long. And I thought, if someone actually asked me, what do I want to eat? I don't know if I even remember. Yeah. And music as well, like things like TV and music and like entertainment, because again, you've spent so much time either focused on what the kids want or what your husband wants, or it was just always easier to let them have what they wanted. And we've just lost touch with ourselves. So that's where I'm going now with this new online community that I've put together, is helping women to step back and realize what they actually, what excites you, what brings you joy, what's like, let's get away from the day to day to day to day, we're doing the same thing and, you know, life just gets frustrating and exhausting. Let's find those things again and incorporate them back into our life so that we can actually feel that we are giving ourselves something that makes us happy and excited and helping us to. And again, you don't need to stop everything you're doing now, like this whole big jumps that I've made of, you know, leaving a marriage, leaving a career. Like it's not even always about big changes, but just allowing yourself to bring in those things that actually make you happy. So that's where I'm going now. So it's, I mean, obviously financial planning will always be part of it because it is a huge part of, you know, how people do make changes and make sure that they are stable and comfortable in those changes, but just a lot more focus on really what's going on deeper inside. So the mindsets that we are living with that are keeping us kind of caught. And I think a big part of it is this whole thing about, so many of us, again, as mothers and women, I guess it's part of a mindset that we look after ourselves after everybody else has been looked after.
Right.
Which really is a mindset that we're in. And you know, we keep hearing and we're talking about that, no, you've got to put your own oxygen mask on first.
Yes.
And so we all know that, but we don't usually do it.
I mean, I cannot count how many times I have heard or seen women who talk about or their partner might talk about, when after we got married, my wife, she quit wearing makeup, she quit doing her hair, she quit doing this, she quit doing that. And so many women do get tied up in all of these responsibilities and putting everybody else first. And so I love that you're sharing this message that we do need to put on our oxygen mask first, take care of ourselves. And we deserve to take care of ourselves in a way that we feel beautiful about ourselves too. And when we feel beautiful, we have more energy and more motivation, more light.
Exactly. And then it's amazing when you stop and think about it, how living life just day by day by day by day, going through the same motions over and over again. And nowhere in those actions or events is there anything that actually makes you happy. They're just things that need to get done. And it is draining. And yes, I think it's, as a community too, I think is really important that we support each other to kind of lift ourselves. And the whole idea that, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite quotes, because it's so true that as the tide comes up, you know, as we lift ourselves and each other, we're all rising up. And that was one of the things, it's one of the, a line that just keeps coming into my head as I'm kind of been working on this over the years, was that in my mind, I'm creating a cycle of wealth and success among women. Mm-hmm. So basically by helping each individual woman to bring herself up and more confident and more supported and more informed, women tend to help each other. So as she's lifting and feeling that she is more stronger and more confident, in most cases, she'll help somebody else to also kind of come up and learn more and feel more supported. And as we all kind of reach out and lift each other, then that's where I feel that it just, it becomes a cycle of women helping each other and then reaching further and helping somebody else. And it becomes this web. And in my vision, it's an international web of women lifting each other.
Mm-hmm. That's so wonderful.
So that's my big thing where I'm going.
Well, as you've talked about the transitions that we go through in our life and how you're helping other women to make transitions, as you said, sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small and simple things. Something that I see often is that there tends to be a lot of fear when, yes, when we hit that moment in our life and we realize that it is time for a change. We often fear that change, and that fear it often stops us. It'll paralyze us.
Yes.
And listening to you, you make it sound so easy as you've made these big transitions.
Don't take that message. None of it's been easy.
Share with us what it was like, so that we have a more real picture of what it was like, and how did you get through that?
Well, I tell you, like I said, at the time when I was going through the initial huge changes, so when I was leaving my husband, selling the house, two teenagers in tow, both of them were in major crises at the time. There were days that I had no idea what was going to happen next. There was days when there was police knocking on my door telling me my son was in trouble. There was, you know, days that I would, you know, some nights you just cry yourself to sleep because there's nothing else to do, you know, those sorts of things. And I had this, I guess it's a mantra, chin up, keep moving. And I would literally say that to myself, sometimes over and over again, just to kind of, okay, just, you know, I mean, of course, like you said too, that quite often when you do start making changes, there's those fears like, oh my God, what have I done? But no, once you've made that decision and you know you have to stick with that decision, then pushing yourself forward sometimes is the only thing to do. And at that time, I didn't have a lot of support around me. I was really just kind of on my own, doing my best and pushing my way forward. And definitely having a community or having someone you can reach out to, I would recommend. And I think that's part of why I'd like to create this group as well, is that I know that doing this by yourself, doing any transition by yourself, it makes it a lot harder than if you have people, you know, people have gone through similar things, or even if it's not really, really similar, but just people that have gone through challenges and know that you just need someone to be there. Someone that you can just say, hey, I'm having a bad day, or hey, I just need someone to vent with right now, or well, let's go have a glass of wine. So, and And also just getting through the programs to retrain myself, you know, going into financial planning. That's why I named my company Inspired Tenacity. Because in my mind, that's exactly what we have to do anything like that. For one thing, you have to have that inspiration, like a really clear idea of what it is you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, you have to have that tenacity. If you can't just dig deep, and again, whether you dig deep inside yourself and do it, or whether you've got a community around you helping you push forward, but that tenacity and that inspiration have to go together.
That's excellent.
You know, sometimes I'll say my company's Inspired Tenacity and people go, what the heck does that mean? Those words in my mind just sort of represent everything that it takes to take that leap of faith and to give yourself permission and to break through, like you say, those fear barriers. Mm-hmm. And I think also for women, a lot of it is getting past guilt and shame.
Yes.
Like the whole idea of, well, who are you to think you should have something different? Or, you know, why do you think you deserve to do this instead of that? Or, mm-hmm. you know, those sorts of things. So yes, the fear, the guilt, the shame, the mindsets, all those things that we just need to make a decision and push through.
Absolutely.
I know it's not easy.
Yeah. Thank you for being open about that and sharing with us. And as you look back at what you've been through and where you've come, what would you say are your most proud accomplishments?
Well, I think the fact that I was able to push my way and just, because even those first initial decisions of leaving a marriage, starting over, to give myself permission to start that process, I think that first step is always the hardest thing. But, and obviously, well, I think one of the biggest things is that I wanted to be a role model for my kids. So while I was in that marriage, when everything was wrong and it was so toxic and just, it hit me finally. At first you think, oh, I'm staying together for the kids. But then you think about it, you think, is this the example I want to give my kids of what a marriage is supposed to look like, with mm-hmm. people yelling at each other and being rude to each other and abusive, and thinking, no, I have to set the example that we don't put up with that. That's not what life is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of the biggest things for me, is that I have been able to move my kids out of that and let them see that, yes, they need to look for a relationship that makes them happy, to create a life that is what they want it to be. So I think that's probably my biggest thing, is that I've now created that for them. That's that model of, okay, you need to build the life that you want. Mm-hmm. Don't just put up with what's been thrown at you. We need to create a life intentionally that we want. So I guess that's one of my big ones.
That's a great one. Motherhood is always one of my best accomplishments too, when I think back on my life. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and for inspiring myself and many, many listeners. And why don't you go ahead and share, for anybody who would like to know more about the work that you do, how they might be able to get involved, and how can they reach out to you personally? So what is the best way for people to learn more?
The best way is to go to my website. So it is inspiredtenacity.com. And my email as well is Kathy@inspiredtenacity.com. That's Kathy with a C-A-T-H-Y @inspiredtenacity.com. And the main program that I'm running right now, I call Redesign Your Life Intentionally. And so basically it's a 6-month process where we're together doing different, it's a combination of video learning, discussion learning, more feedback from each other. So it's a real process that we go through, because going through this kind of change isn't something that we just bang, it's done. You know, do a 2-hour video and okay, now you're good, go do it. It's a process that we need to learn and support each other through. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in participating with that, then let me know. And yes, by sending an email to Kathy@inspiredtenacity.com is definitely the best way to find me.
Excellent. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.